taking care of that over the 250 also. They
but
told me at the
okay,
B of A.
But who is paying for it?
What do you mean who's paying for it?
Over $250,000.
Yeah.
Who's paying?
Who would pay for it?
No, that was done. That was done through service fees, and it's covered by the FDIC. The big question is over $250,000. In fact, hey, Carl, I want you to keep listening, because this came up last night on Sean Hannity's show with no less than Larry Kudlow from Fox Business, disagreeing. And this is cut number six, by the way. This is Larry Kudlow and Hannity last night.
I don't want to jump to conclusions. I mean, look, banking contagion, as we learned 15 years ago, is a very difficult issue. Contagion is a very difficult issue. You and I are playing with fire on this one, so I want to go a day at a time.
Larry, if they're going to bail out this bank way beyond the $250,000 the FDIC guarantees, and they're going to pay hundreds of millions of dollars likely, who is going to pay that bill? Won't it be the American taxpayer?
Well, I think you can make a case, ultimately, yes. The banks pay for this through fees to the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
He's saying that the American taxpayer won't pay a penny, and I think that's a lie.
Well, I think ultimately they will pay. I mean, after all,
that's my
point. If the banks are paying more fees, I want to be as explicit as I can, because this stuff is very tricky and it's very important. Banks that pay more fees will probably charge their own customers more fees. So in that sense, I would agree with you that it will be a taxpayer-funded rescue mission. Is it a bailout, Sean? I'm not sure it's a bailout. I'm not sure I want to say that.
You don't hear that very often. Larry Kudlow and Hannity disagreeing. Wow. Let's go to William. William, you are next, and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
I just wanted to say bank bail-in is, rather than using taxpayer money to infuse the banks with capital, banks can seize money from depositors, turning debt into equity to keep the bank afloat. I wanted to kind of throw that at you guys.
Explain that one again.
Yeah. Well, the difference between a bank bailout and a bank bail-in, the bank bailout, the government uses taxpayer dollars to buy out toxic assets.
To recapitalize.
Capital.
Right.
Yeah. But a bank bail-in is, rather than using tax money to infuse banks with capital, banks can seize money from depositors, turning debt into equity to keep the bank afloat.
I hope they don't do it with my money.
Me neither.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hey, William, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. You want to join us? I've got one line open. You want to squeeze through? Now is your chance. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Let's go to Billy. Billy, talk to me. You're up on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, you know, listening to the guy in Albertson's paying the 20% more, and then listening to the other guy from Bank of America saying everything's going to be okay. You know, I don't usually watch Gray Media, Channel 5. I had him on this morning around 9:30. And the news lady on there was talking about the inflation coming down and how that's great and we're all going to be okay. How she was opinionating and bloviating, you know, the mainstream media, that we're all going to be okay. And it sort of sounded like your last caller, you know, two callers ago. And, I mean, it's just, it gets to be so comical and, I guess, disgusting, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you know what? There is a general mistrust of government to begin with. And when they start talking about your life savings, that riles people up. That makes people angry. Are you angry?
Exactly, Kevin. You know, I'm hoping that something gets through to people on this regard, because to hear that this morning, I've got plenty of money and it's all in U.S. treasuries and in the banks. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Kevin, I'm worried sick. I really am.
I am too, man. I am too. Billy, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your call. You want to join us, you can. Again, the number 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, look for heavy congestion downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 515 northbound, that's at Las Vegas Boulevard. Look out for a crash. Interstate 15 southbound at Symphony. You're bumper to bumper there on Interstate 15 southbound. That's between Spring Mountain and Tropicana. Several crashes to look out for. 95 northbound at Rancho. Decatur at Spring Mountain. Eastbound Cary at Pecos. And the president's going to be in town tonight. That means do expect rolling roadblocks between the airport and Summerlin between 5:30 and 6:30. The airport connector, 15 North, 95 North, and Summerlin Parkway will all be affected by those roadblocks.
In the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Sears with the KMZQ Sport Flash. The Golden Knights wrap up their five-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia against the Flyers. Golden Knights are on a three-game winning streak, while Philadelphia looking to snap a three-game losing streak. Lakers kick off a short two-game road trip. They'll be in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans tonight. Lakers in the ninth seed in the Western Conference. Pelicans right behind them in 10th. Both teams 33 and 35. Raiders have their quarterback. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a three-year, $72.75 million contract with $34 million guaranteed. The deal reunites Garoppolo with Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels, who coached Jimmy G as the offensive coordinator in New England at the start of the quarterback's NFL career. Raiders also signed former Philadelphia Eagles safety Marcus Epps and cornerback Brandon Faison. For lightning fast updates as news happens, download the Score app. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Zears with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny. And this is Shaw.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
When he's not cutting grass, he's cutting hair.
So every person is different from hair type to head shape. And I feel like it's the same way in a yard.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
State Senator Scott Hammond will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative, and let's go to Philip. Philip, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin.
Hey, Philip, what's up, man?
This is Brady.
Oh, Brady, hi.
Hi, Kevin.
What's going on?
Hey, I happen to hear my favorite libtard, Carl, there. Boy, is he dumb. You think the Democrats are bailing out these banks, $190 billion? And you think the taxpayers aren't behind that bailout? Well, anyways, we don't have the money to bail them out anyways. Your beautiful dollar is worth zero today. There's been several hundred banks, regional and other state banks, that have closed behind your back in the last 48 hours. We are heading to an economic collapse. Get every dollar that you have in the bank out today. Immediately after I'm done with this phone call, call your banker now, demand your money, and invest it in gold and silver before it's too late.
Brady, thank you, man. Let's go to Philip. Philip, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hello? Yes, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Do you feel like Brady does? Excellent. That we are that we're headed to a bank failure?
I don't know, but I do know to the gentleman that mentioned the word bail-in, if you check the fine print on an agreement with your financial institution for over the past decade, you will see the words that the financial institution owns your account along with you.
I did not know that.
So take a good look at it, and you will see that wording, that they own the account along with you. There's your bail-in.
So, Philip, tell me what we're headed. Are we headed for a bank crisis, a bank failure?
Possibly, but just be ready. It's prudent to be prepared for the worst, but expect the best.
So, in other words, get out of cash. Get out of your bank deposits. Put it into what, treasury notes or something like that?
Well, you need to leave some in there to do your regular banking. But if you can't afford to buy gold and silver, that's the better way to go.
Very
good.
Because
if you look at what is gold and silver is real money. Everything else is just paper.
And it's not worth the paper that it's printed on, which is really sad.
And it's something you really need to take a look at. That's for everyone to decide for themselves. But it is one of the things that, unfortunately, when you start to get to the point of what is real money and what isn't, now you have to ask yourself that question. What is real money and what isn't? I think there was a famous quote from J.P. Morgan back when it says gold is money and everything else is credit.
Good point. Wow. Philip, I'm so glad you called. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's really sad that we've gotten to this point where you got to ask, is this money that I'm carrying around in my pocket, is it worth more or less than Monopoly money? And a lot of people, I think that maybe Monopoly money is worth more than what we've got in our pocket. Stay where you are. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to be joined by State Senator Scott Hammond in just a little bit. I want to remind you that this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Is the 2024 presidential race underway? I contend it is. We've got a number of candidates already in. Vivek Ramaswamy is in. Nikki Haley is in. Donald J. Trump is in. We don't know about the president of the United States, if he's going to announce anytime soon about his reelection bid. But I'll tell you this, the former president, Donald J. Trump, is ready. I mean, he is in campaign mode. He was in Davenport, Iowa yesterday, and this was the way he put it, putting America first.
For 7 years, our MAGA movement, the greatest in political history, there's never been anything like this, has been taking on all of the evil and sinister forces trying to destroy America's future. You know that? You know it better than most. We stand up to the globalists. We stand up to the Marxists. The Marxists. Remember, he said, we will never have socialism. That train left socialism a long time ago, never even stopped at that station. We stand up to the crooked Democrat prosecutors all over the country. If I fly over a state that happens to be Democrat, let's call them into a grand jury. They have never, nobody's ever weaponized like this group of people. They're maniacs. We stand up to the rhinos, communists, and the anti-energy extremists. We stand up to the open borders fanatics and the pro-China special interests and the fake news media, of which we have quite a bit of it right here. A lot of it. We put workers first, we put farmers first, and above all, we put America first. We put America first. In our four incredible years, and they were incredible years, we achieved more for Iowa than any president in American history. Not even a contest. And in particular, the farmers, they know better than anybody, working hand in hand with Iowa's leaders. I was the most pro-farmer president that has ever been in the White House by far. I was rated that by everybody because I appreciate the farmers. I know how smart they are, how good they are, and how hard they work.
That was the former president from yesterday, Davenport, Iowa. The current president is probably winging his way to our area. He will be in town tonight. And again, no word yet on whether the president's running for re-election, but you have to think when he's making cross-country trips like this in the middle of a week that there's something going on. There's something going on. I just don't know what it is. Stay where you are. We're going to take the break early. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
A showroom of South Point presents an evening with comedian Rita Rudner. She has an opinion on just about everything, including young people.
College is only 4 years, and then they come home and they live with you for the rest of their lives.
March 14th to the 16th. Tickets to the box office online at SouthPointCasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. An evening with Rita Rudner at the South Point.
I think honesty is very important in a relationship. I think it must be avoided.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, Both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What an amazing show it's been, and we're not done. Earlier today, I had a chance to visit with Stephen Hayes, the chairman and president of Americans for Fair Taxation, better known as the Fair Tax People, fairtax.org. And I asked him, where are we on the fair tax, and are the people ready for the fair tax?
We're getting closer for one reason and one reason only at this point, and that's because in order to get the votes necessary to become speaker, McCarthy had to agree to make the fair tax on the agenda for an up and down vote. You know, he and the other establishment have desperately tried to keep the fair tax pigeonholed because they don't want anything that would change the existing system. But now he had to agree to put it up for a vote, and so we're working and to find out more about it. We're hoping to have full hearings in Ways and Means and then have a vote by the end of the year. So do we think it's going to pass, Kevin? No. At this point, even if it did get through the House, you know, the Senate will probably never even take it up because of Schumer. But, and if it did somehow get confronted in the Senate and passed, Biden is sworn to veto it. So it's the first step, but I think it's a huge step because they've been able to keep this away from actually going on the floor for 20 years, 25 years, actually. So it's now going to get a vote, and I think that's positive, Kevin, because as I tell people, when you talk to your representative, you can ask them if they're for the fair tax or if they're for the IRS, because it's that clear a choice.
Tell me why this is a partisan issue, though. That's what I don't understand, because we all have to finagle our taxes and all the IRS forms and the mean and nasty IRS agents. We could put them all, we could take them out of the picture with the fair tax. That's for everybody, not just Republicans, but everybody.
Everybody wins. I mean, the family of four making $40,000 with four kids has more money to spend under the fair tax than they do the present system. That should appeal to all politicians who really are sincere about wanting to help lower-income families. The reason that it's become partisan is more of the media, number one, trying to paint it as an extreme right-wing Republican thing. And it's also because so many people in Congress have become so reliant on being able to disguise, for lack of a better word, the real cost of government by using the income tax payroll system so that we don't really see what it really costs, whereas under the fair tax, everybody in America, Kevin, as we've discussed, is going to see the cost of government on every item, retail item, a new one, that they purchase. They don't want that, number one. Number two, it's an enormous moneymaker for both sides of the aisle. You know, they go out and they get lots of donations from special interest who want either to protect a tax break or to get a new tax break. And the third reason, and I think this is true on both sides of the aisle, they like the idea that they can control people with the IRS. They like the idea that tax returns get leaked. You know, it's been almost 2 years, and they've never found anybody to blame for those tax returns that were leaked. And there's, you know, multiple stories where the IRS has been lax with information. And this, I believe, is fine with a lot of these bureaucrats and politicians, because it gives them a thing that says, well, Kevin, you know, if you get too far out of line, you may find that your tax return is in the Las Vegas newspaper.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Stephen Hayes joining us, the chairman and president of Americans for Fair Taxation, fairtax.org. Let me explain, because this is something